Barry Soper, political editor, back with us. Hey, Barry.
Good afternoon, Heather.
So how high stakes do you reckon this National Party conference is then?
Well, you know, it's Chris Luxon's first as leader. He was appointed as leader late November last year. So, look, if there's one thing that the National Party does well, that is conferences. There will be a lot of razzmatazz surrounding Chris Luxon. And no doubt there'll be streamers and balloons when he takes the stage as their leader. That's all very fine, but he's really got to deliver the goods. He's got to show that he's capable. He's got to give a speech like he's never given one before, because all eyes will be on Chris Luxon. Like you said earlier, Heather, they haven't had the greatest of weeks. The other job that's up for grabs, and this is significant going into an election year, is, of course, the president of the National Party, because Peter Goodfellow is stepping down. And that'll be, a battle behind the scenes as to who takes that job. One person who put his hand up last year was David Carter, the former Speaker of Parliament. Now, you may remember there was a lot of kerfuffle when he lost the election. He resigned from the board and he was none too happy with Peter Goodfellow remaining in place. He felt that he had no confidence in him, and he couldn't continue on the board. Now, Goodfellow, of course, had been under pressure for his handling of the last election campaign and candidates that were elected, like the Andrew Falloons, bringing selection processes under the spotlight, which, of course, the president is involved in. And, of course, there was the former leader, Judith Collins, sudden demotion of Simon Bridges late last year, and that was an absolute debacle, and it would seem that Peter Goodfellow maybe not had a hand in it, but he is certainly aware of it. So the president is a very important person in the party. Goodfellow, incidentally, Heather, was the longest serving president of the National Party ever at 13 years. So look, it's a significant conference for them, and they'll be hoping to build a platform from it with a new president in place and their new leader entrenched.
James Shaw, do you reckon that the Greens, now that he's the only one running for it, are they going to give him an easy time of it or not?
Well, I don't think they've got any choice, really, Heather.
Barry,
James Shaw's not
they're not normal like you and I. They're not normal people.
I beg your pardon?
They're not all normal people in the Green Party. They do have a choice. They can just be disruptive for the sake of it, and they do.
Well, yeah, look, they're an activist party. And, you know, it's a pity they can't put, you know, activism's very important, but they can't put it maybe to one side for the betterment of the Greens' measures that they would like to see implemented. And that's the climate change proposals that have been put up and seem on the never-never with this government. Basically now, it's open for nominations. Well, they basically can vote for Shaw, or reopen, I should say, for nominations, the job. I don't think that'll happen. I think James Shaw will get 75 support from the delegates. Mm. But look, given the current co-leader, Marama Davidson, she fills both categories. And I find this extraordinary when you think the co-leader of a political party, one has to be Māori, the other has to be a woman. And she fits both. So it's all wound up in one. And now there's any gender identity. It's both racist and it's sexist, but that's the nature of the Green Party. And I must say, reflecting on how they go about their business, you'd have to say you can understand why Helen Clark never would have them as part of her government.
Totally. Now, I like how upset the locals in Rotorua are about what's going on with the homeless, and I'm glad they're standing up to their mayor and their council over this.
Well, you know, 3,600 submissions have been received from people wanting a say over the future use of motels and for emergency housing in Rotorua. And I've heard claims from people in the city, and I know a number of people in the city, and they say, look, there's been collusion. And don't forget who the mayor is in Rotorua. It's Steve Chadwick, who was a former minister in the Labor government. She, by all accounts, has been in collusion with those in Wellington. And, you know, there are now 12 consent applications from the Ministry of Housing and Urban Development, essentially to set up or to continue using motels for emergency housing. And
for 5 years.
The locals are upset. Well, when you consider it, the locals are so upset because Rotorua was one of the tourist meccas in this country, and now it's the mecca for the homeless. And rightly, they're upset, and I hope they get their way something is done about this. And don't forget, this is a party, the Labor Party, that wanted to do something about homelessness and about poverty, and they've done nothing about either.
Yeah, Barry, thanks very much. We'll chat to you again 6:15. Wrap the political week. That was. It's Barry Soap, our political editor.